This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz. My name's Carl, and every week at this time, when Mark Cox is here, we do this news quiz where I read you headlines, and the people in the studio today, Kim, Drew, and Mark, try to tell me if they are real or if I made them up. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Carl. Are you starting with me in honor of me being back?
Well, our three-week-in-a-row champion is not here.
That's true. We need to take advantage of that.
He
since
will
Ethan
be
is
back
out
tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
But, Mark, we're going to start with you. Real or fake, you've had Fruit Loops before, right?
Of course.
The Fruit Loops mascot, Toucan Sam, his full name is Toucan Sam Vega. Is that real or fake?
That is fake.
Kim Sainach.
I'll say weird, real.
I'm going to go, I don't know, I feel like this has been a trend lately of full names, like Scooby-Doo's full name is Scoobert Doo, so I'm going to say real.
That's fake, I made it up. In fact, I made it up 7 minutes
ago. Oh, did you? Nice, nice.
All right, Mark.
Kim Sainach. Real or fake, McDonald's now sells more chicken than beef. Real or fake?
Fake.
Fake.
Mark Cox.
I've got to say fake, too. I don't believe that's the case.
It's real. As of 2024.
You mean the pink slime?
No. They sell chicken. More chicken sandwiches than
beef.
Big Macs?
Yes.
No, you go and to McDonald's nuggets. For a quarter pounder with cheese. You don't go there for
okay,
a chicken
so
sandwich.
Every...
Their chicken sandwiches are surprisingly good.
Really?
They really are.
Every week, there's one of these where you guys go, no, no, no. And then as soon as we get off the air,
it's a real chicken. Right, blah, blah. It's a real chicken, though.
It is.
I mean,
yeah,
I still eat the nuggets, even though I've seen the videos of the
I
slime.
I can't vouch for the nuggets. I'm talking about the
chicken
sandwiches. The actual chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
You can get them spicy or plain. And they are really good. I buy them for my mom sometimes.
Well, I just don't eat their McRib, the fake rib that you like.
It is good, too. That's good, too.
Fake fish? Fish fillet?
It's not as good as it used to be, but I'll still eat one every once in a while.
Drew Young, real or fake, 380-million-year-old fossils were dumped in a landfill after a New Jersey college did not pay a UPS bill. Real or fake?
You know, I like this one. I'm going to say real.
Mark Cox.
I'm going to say real.
I'll say real.
It is real.
We're all agreeing so much.
I know.
Well, you're still up.
You are, Mark. You're up 2-0. So, they didn't pay their UPS bill, and so they just tossed the fossils.
Did they find them?
I don't know.
Okay,
have that information.
All right.
Mark Cox, real or fake? According to Sportacles U.S. Capitals quiz, which is a quiz where participants are given 10 minutes to name all 50 state capitals.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
The most forgotten state capital is Jefferson City, Missouri. Real or fake?
I'm going to say fake.
Kim Sainach.
Fake.
Drew Young.
I don't want to agree with everybody, but fake.
It's real.
That surprises me.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. In fact, 61.5% of people forgot about it. Or that's the one that they didn't have the most.
Okay. I'm surprised at that.
I would epically fail at that test.
Well, Kim Sainach, real or fake, the most remembered state capital is Sacramento, California. Real or fake?
Fake.
Let's say fake.
Mark Cox.
I'd say real.
It's fake.
Oh.
Okay, we're all tied up.
Hey, so Kim, what do you think it is?
I don't even know. I'm trying to think of... I think people would mix it up. I think people would say Los Angeles. That's why I said fake. I think people would get it screwed up.
I know. These would have been correct. The number one is Austin, Texas. Mm,
of course it is. It depends on who you're asking. If you're asking the younger crowd, they'll probably say that.
86% of people guessed Austin, Texas. As
how do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky, Carl? Is it Louisville or Louisville?
Neither. It's Frankfort.
Nice. He got it right.
I win.
But don't.
Okay. I would have forgotten that.
Give yourself a point there.
Thank you. Drew Young, real or fake? Ooh, Kim, this is in your wheelhouse. More than one in five siblings have first names that start with the same letter. Real or fake?
Say real.
Mark Cox.
I'll go with real on that. More than one in five, that's the standard.
Yes.
I'll say real.
It is real. Baby Center analyzed the names for 128,000.6 parents. And if you have babies, more than 20% of you do the same letter.
Huh. Interesting.
Are you thinking of that, Kim?
We have names, but neither of them are the same letter.
Ah, okay. Who's up?
I think,
no idea.
I think it's me.
Mark Cox.
Yes.
You're still up by one.
Well, no. Whoa.
Yeah, he had two right. Yeah, he had two right. Mark Cox, real or fake? Beavers saved a Czech city and their taxpayers $1.2 million by building a dam that was hung up by red tape. Real or fake?
As in a Czechoslovakian city?
Yes.
Czech, when you say Czech?
Czech. In Czechoslovakia, beavers made a dam where the government could not. Real or fake?
I'm going to go with real on that because it just sounds just outrageous enough.
Kim St. Ange.
I'll say real.
I'm going to say, is Czechoslovakia still a place? I'm going to say fake.
It's still a place. But it doesn't matter. Winning. We're going to hear a whole bunch of Van Halen on Friday.
Yes, you are.
Because
some deep cuts. We're going for some deep cuts of Van Halen.
I feel an illness coming on, and I think it's going to hit me Thursday night.
You might even hear some Wolfgang Van Halen.
Oh, great.
As long as it's Van Halen. So. That's great.
Mark was texting me on Saturday about Brian McKenna passing, and I thought it was because he'd heard that I had played some Sammy Hagar at the hockey game.
I did not hear that.
But I did.
Well, okay. All right. Good. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Jesse Jane Duff and Tom Ackerman. We'll talk some basketball and hockey at about 8:35. Stay tuned.
When my wife and I got married after both graduating law school, we didn't have two nickels to rub together. Ultima had to give me her gas card just to drive home. We never could have imagined that one day we would have the largest injury firm in the world and $25 billion in money collected and counting. As good Catholics, we had four children fast. They all work in the firm today, our family protecting yours. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, but our greatest gift was years away, grandchildren. Today we have six and counting. It's the greatest joy that we have ever experienced. I think about them all day long. Our family promises to protect your family should you need us. Call us. It's easy. Visit forthepeople.com and make sure you hug your grandchildren. God's final gift to us. Morgan & Morgan. For the People.